cause I suck.
You suck.
I suck at Call of Duty.
There's no hope for me.
I suck at Call of Duty.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pwn Stars. I'm Will.
I'm Ryan.
Ryan, quick question for you. Have you ever played a game where you played a homicidal maniac who went around killing everybody, collecting their souls, and decided you were playing the good guy?
No, not where I was playing the good guy. When I was playing the bad guy, yeah. Played a lot of Call of Duty in my day.
Okay. So you've never played a Mario game?
Mario's the good guy.
No, Mario's not.
How?
Okay, hear me out here. So, here's my theory, and I did a quick Google search earlier, and I found out I'm not the only person that has this messed up theory. So, Peach gets kidnapped, right?
Yep.
Now, did she actually get kidnapped?
Well, I mean, the game shows really that she's kidnapped.
No, only in Mario 64 does it show that she got kidnapped.
No.
Or Super Mario RPG, even.
I never played the RPG, but I'm assuming no.
But, so, Mario goes on a killing spree.
Yeah.
To attempt to save Princess Peach.
Yeah, you're trying to save the princess.
Okay, why do you have a time limit?
Because the level ends at the end of the time limit?
Think about it real quick. Why would you randomly die after a given amount of time? Like, there's got to be a reason it's actually there.
I didn't make the game, so I don't know.
Here's what I think. I think that the reason that time limit is there is that's when reinforcements come in.
What kind of reinforcements? What are you talking about?
Like, okay, so Mario goes rushing into this kingdom.
Yep.
Now keep in mind, he gets it wrong 7 times. He goes through and massacres 7 kingdoms before he actually gets to the right one.
Okay, yeah.
Now, so the time limit, I think, is Mario's attack on the kingdom, and it's them gathering forces to stop it. So once you actually get enough, basically he gets stampeded by an army of Goombas.
Yeah, okay.
That's my theory in regards to the time limit. Now, why do you never fight anything humanoid? Like actual human-isk?
Because they're all just monsters.
Are they?
Well, I mean, one is a turtle that is made of skeletal bones.
Okay, so Koopa rules over monsters.
Okay. So turtles rule monsters.
Turtles, Goombas, the little cloud bastard. I can't remember his name.
Or just call him Jim.
Yes, okay, Jim. How do you know Jim's not just doing his job? How do you know he's not just floating around minding his own business and sees Mario just killing all of his comrades? So he starts throwing stuff at him.
I mean, he's a monster. He would attack the hero.
How do you know he's actually a monster?
Because he's not humanoid.
Racist!
Listen, this is not anything to do with racism. He is not a human. And if anything, it would be...
Maybe.
Speciesist, if anything.
Okay, we'll go with speciesist. So maybe what it is... Now, we've all played the Mario levels. There's pitfalls everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's freaking lava in the castles.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
They live in a pretty shit world.
Yeah, it's because they're monsters.
How do we know that Koopa didn't just get fed up and he kidnapped Princess Peach for negotiations?
Well, he did want to marry her.
That his own people... We will get to that. There is some interesting theories in regards to that. So how do you know that it wasn't he took her for negotiations? Or how do we know that she just wasn't there for negotiations and Mario, being a psychotic boyfriend, went on a rampage because she didn't want her talking to Koopa, who was, like, the best friend that wants to marry her.
Okay.
And then Koopa held her against her will because her boyfriend was going psycho and killing everybody.
Well, she always yells, help me, Mario.
Only in Mario 64.
I guess that's true, because you don't really see her until after you fight Bowser.
So how do you know that it just didn't get to the point where he locked her in a room because her boyfriend is going through killing everybody? And maybe he thinks he's trying to go there to kill her. Did you ever play Braid?
Yeah.
Okay, so you played Braid.
Yep.
And I liked the twist, I'm going to spoil some stuff here, where it's basically Mario. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the very end, and you're on that lower level, and the princess is on the upper level, and you find out that you weren't trying to save the princess the entire time. Well, you thought you were, but she was running away from you, and you were killing everything in your way to get to her, in which a knight saves her at the very end.
Okay.
You never got through that game, did you?
I never got to the very end.
You get
nope.
to the very end. She's running through the top, and you're running through a bottom level. And you're trying to catch up with her, and you think she's being chased. She's not being chased. She's running away from you, and there's a knight at the very end that comes in and rescues her.
So you're trying to kill her?
No. You're a psychotic stalker ex-boyfriend. How do we know that's not Mario?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't make multiple iterations of the game if it was
Why
that
not?
Way, would they? I guess.
Okay. Oh, let's look at another thing. So Mario breaks blocks.
Yep.
Okay. If you actually read the instruction manual for Super Mario Bros. 1, the members of the Mushroom Kingdom are turned into bricks.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically committing genocide of the people of the kingdom. Okay.
Correct. Now, not all the bricks are toads. Like, obviously not every brick could possibly be a toad.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually a theory that goes that every time you collect a coin, you're actually collecting a soul. So if you destroy a brick,
yes,
that has
because
a toad
if you
in
get
it,
so many souls, you get another
you get
life,
a free life.
There you go.
So he's a psycho that is trying to gain immortality. That is my view in regards to Mario. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting here going, what the fuck?
What is he on?
But let's go through them, okay?
Correct.
There are other theories in regards to Mario, like it's all just a play. I mean, you can look at Super Mario Brothers 2 and yeah, even 3 because of the curtain.
Yep.
And the theory is that Peach is not as good of a person as she thinks is, and these are just propaganda films that Mario is the star of.
Okay.
That's taking
that,
it a little
that,
too
that
far.
It goes a little bit further in the direction we don't want to go, but yeah.
There's another theory that Mario is a symbol of communism. He's starring in propaganda films. He's wearing white and red. So there's all sorts of things in regards to that. If you look at, I think it's Super Mario Bros. 3.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a fan theory, and it's a very, very well-supported theory, that Princess Peach, because she was actually married to Bowser in 3,
yeah,
is the mother of Koopa Jr.
Okay.
Let's look at some of the other Super Mario games to help support Mario as a psychopath. So he kills everybody in his path. He destroys bricks, knowing full well that they are cursed members of the Mushroom Kingdom, potentially collecting souls.
Yep.
Which can be shown later by Yoshi eating enemies and then turning into coins.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of things that end up taking care of that theory. But he ends up killing children.
That's true.
That, how do you know they're, that the only reason, because they wait for him. Now, if you were, say, the Duke of a kingdom, and your kingdom's being overrun.
Yeah.
Where would be the last bastion for your people to take refuge?
In
your
castle. Yep, in the castle.
And what is their last line of defense?
Yeah. You.
Okay.
So how do we know that he's not just completely psychotic? I mean, he's killing women and children, and it's possible that Mario is anti anything not human.
Very well could be. I mean, he kills everything. He even kills his best friend.
And, oh yeah, he sacrifices his best friend all the time. There's a theory that Yoshi's a Pokemon because he keeps coming back. But yeah, I mean, he sacrifices Yoshi all the freaking time.
Yep.
And why do you sacrifice Yoshi? For a better score. Now, quick question. If you tried to translate that into a real-life scenario, what would be the better score? Trying to look awesome.
Yeah.
So he's literally killing his friends to be awesome.
To be better than them.
Now, we can look at Luigi. So, you've played Luigi's Mansion, right?
Yeah.
He's the scaredy cat, kind of simple brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably the best way to explain him.
Have you ever watched My Name is Earl?
Oh my god.
It's Earl and Randy Hickey. If Earl was bad. So it's the Mexican version, because they did a little Mexican spinoff where they had a list of all the good things this guy ever did, so he was going to do the bad things. And they were the exact opposite. It was some little Catalina storyline. But yeah, it's, he's following, Luigi could potentially be following him around because he's simple.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's looking to his big brother in regards to it. There's also other theories in regards to this, like, Luigi is an all-powerful being and Mario's keeping him in check. I don't quite get that theory, but some of these theories coincide and we're gonna bring them up.
Yep.
So we have gathered that Mario is knowingly killing members of his own kingdom because they are no longer humanoid.
Stealing souls. Okay.
He treats basically his dog-like crap and sacrifices his life.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's face it, he's the best character anyways. So.
Oh, yeah. And he screws up multiple times. Multiple times.
That's why he's got to steal their souls, so he can keep coming back and doing it.
Well, I'm referring to the, like, you're going through all the worlds. It's like, okay, so if you're using the warp whistle, I guess you're being a better good guy. You're not going as homicidal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, except for, like, Super Mario 3, there's no explanation of why he's going through. And let's not even get started on him going underwater and just attacking everything. I mean, that makes... You've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
He throws fireballs like a demon.
Yep. Owie.
Ryan's phone just scared the shit out of me.
Yep.
So he throws fireballs like a demon. He eats the heads of his decapitated human brethren. Now look at every mushroom you have ever seen.
It's a face.
It's a face.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has a face on it. It's not just a mushroom. It has a face
it's
on it.
It's more than just a mushroom.
I mean, the further you go through the games, the more you can see a face on it. And he's just psychotic.
Yep.
And I don't blame the Koopas for wanting to defend their homelands. Now, when you take... And it could simply be that Mario is so anti-non-human. his ex-girlfriend marrying a member of the, I don't know the technical name for turtles, the species name.
Yep.
But a turtle family.
Yeah. Gosh darn it.
That maybe he just went on a psychotic break.
It could be it.
I mean, do you have any arguments against me? Like I said, every game is not very clear. I mean, yes.
Once you get to the later ones, it's clear what's happening. Clearer, anyways. But in the original ones, he totally looks like a psycho-obsessed boyfriend. Just trying to, or ex-boyfriend even, trying to get her back because he doesn't like anything else. And he's stealing souls at the same time.
Yeah. So Mario is, we use Beauty and the Beast as our representation.
Yeah.
So Koopa is the Beast. Peach is Belle. And yes, Mario is Gaston. That is my theory in regards to Super Mario Brothers.
That is probably one of the best things that you could have brought into play here, is the fact that you're playing a game of Beauty and the Beast where Gaston wins.
I think it's a pretty good and somewhat accurate representation. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of things that... There's certain things that definitely prove me wrong in regards to this.
Yeah.
Like I said, in Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Peach gets kidnapped. Super Mario RPG. Peach is kidnapped and he's dangling her above through a chain. Maybe he's just had enough at this point. But by the end of that game, Bowser's not even a bad guy. So that's one of my biggest representations in regards to, could we be wrong? Because Bowser really isn't a bad guy. Like, he wants his castle back, but he's also worried about how his people are being treated.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's simply that he is wanting equal rights for his people. Because if you look at every representation of the Mushroom Kingdom, and I mean all of them, over the years, the Mushroom Kingdom is this bright, beautiful place.
Yep.
And the Koopas and all the other live in...
desert wasteland.
Yeah. Or have to figure out how to make a life underwater.
Yeah. Or figure out how to get all that damn lava out of their castle.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason that there's those lava pits is because they had no choice but to build over it.
Yep. Because it's at the end.
I mean, it's the whole build a castle in the swamp thing from Monty Python.
Yeah.
It's like, that one sunk into the swamp, so we built another one, and that sunk into the swamp.
I can honestly see that, yeah.
But there's probably more, you could probably make more points that actually support this theory than go against it.
If you keep looking at the grand scheme of things, you could probably find more, like you said, that is bad versus the good. Because, I mean, if you do think about it like that, because you never really physically see Princess Peach kidnapped, all you hear is Toad yelling at Mario that she's gone, and the fact that you keep missing her because she's not at that castle, you could honestly say that he is a psychopath.
Well, like I said, there are some representations where, yeah, she's being kidnapped. But how do you know that Princess Peach isn't just a drama?
There's really no way of telling. It's Princess Peach.
How do you get kidnapped that many times?
By being dumb.
But she's not dumb. Like, we've seen representations where it proves that she's not...
That's true.
She's not a complete airhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that takes a whole new level of airhead to be kidnapped that many times. I think it's she wants a little bit of the Koopa D. And
Mario's saying, uh-uh!
Or she's telling Mario that, yeah, I'm getting kidnapped. Come save me. And I don't know. That has to be some pretty powerful poon if he's willing to, like, sacrifice his people over and over again. I mean, Koopa.
Yeah.
Just for
just for the princess's sake.
A little bit of afternoon delight.
Yeah. No, you can really take into it. Like I said, the more you think about it, there could be more points where Mario was just a homicidal maniac in the earlier renditions of Mario. Super Mario. I could see it. I like the whole Gaston wins in the end, but I could totally see it as him being a murdering psychopath.
And, I mean, there's a lot of fans. Like, the one I found that was kind of like that, it didn't elaborate that far.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just, it brought up the bricks.
Yeah.
And that was about it. I had thought this theory, it just randomly dawned on me a couple weeks ago. I was watching the Deadpool Gaston musical thing.
Yep.
And for some strange reason, there was a Mario ad, and it just kind of clicked. But I want to know if he's actually a good guy.
Well, in the earlier renditions, you really can't tell, can you?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to go off of. I mean, you literally had to come up with theories, like time limit.
Yep. Like, why is there a time limit? And I mean, obviously, all of this is...
I mean, why does the game keep getting harder as you go?
Yeah.
Because...
You're digging deeper into the kingdom, and the more prepared they are.
Yeah, there's more preparedness because this is going on. Now, when... First thing he does is when he gets to the castle is he raises a flag to show that he conquered it.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know the fireworks are not a last-ditch effort to warn the next area?
There's really no way of telling. Because they could probably see it. I mean, they're big-ass castles.
Well, it's like the fires of Gondor are lit. Maybe that's what it is.
The flames of Gondor are lit.
There you go.
Well, if you think about it, back then when video games were being made, obviously this much thought did not go into it. And yes, Peach was kidnapped. And yes, Mario is trying to save her. But the fact that you can come into theories like this just better shows that, maybe it should have been thought through a little more, or maybe they should have given you more explanation of what's happening.
Or maybe it should be a lot more elaborated.
Yeah, more explanation. Because honestly, Princess Peach, she's been taken, or something like that, is what Toad says right at the beginning of the game.
Well, also take into account that Peach is the only other one in the earlier games that's basically human.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the Toads, he's eating their decapitated heads that are rolling downhill.
Yep.
To gain their power.
Yep. And then the later renditions of everything has a face.
I'm really not sure how eating the head of a midget makes you get bigger.
Yeah.
But
it's some pheromones. But as you get into the later games, everything has faces.
Even the clouds have faces.
They have faces. Clouds have faces. I think the only thing that doesn't actually have a face is the fucking, the wings.
Like,
how
do you know the spinning fire rod things in the castle aren't like some jump rope thing for just the monsters there being bored?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know that's not why it's swinging? It's just on a perfect pendulum for them to play jump rope.
Who just leaves that kind of stuff there? I mean, really.
Well, they live in a fire... They live in a castle with lava pits. I'm pretty sure that was the closest they could come to entertainment. But I don't want to think that Mario's a good guy after thinking about all this.
No, it's really hard to get on the same side with Mario after you think about this, with the whole theory that he is the bad guy. You're like, what? Well, Mario's kind of a piece of shit now in my book.
Well, also keep into account, he's taking so many drugs as everything's going on. Maybe he's just a crackhead that's lost it.
What do you think that came out with Dr. Mario?
He came out with every... What's not even going to start in Dr. Mario? Okay, so, there's a theory in regards to Dr. Mario where it is either the third Mario brother or their dad. Now, if you take into account that there's a possibility that it is in fact their dad, look at how many prescription drugs he throws at one little problem.
Yes.
This would explain why why one kid is slow and the other one is psychotic.
That would completely explain it.
Thank you. I'm not just batshit crazy.
Drug-induced Mario. They got him at an early age. That's what they did.
Maybe that's why they did it, because people were thinking, well, Mario's taking all these drugs. I got an idea.
Let's give him the pill popper. No, it is an interesting theory that you can think about. Again, I go back to more thought could have gone into the introduction process of the original games. And you know the time limit, obviously, because they didn't just want you to have unlimited time for a platformer. But if you think about it theory-wise, Mario's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
He's crazy. He's batshit. He's like Will. He's batshit.
I came up with that idea, so probably. I mean, who's playing Mario Brothers and thinking that he's eating the severed heads?
I never did. I just thought they were mushrooms, and then they started getting faces, and then it gets a little weird.
Okay. I have another theory. The star power.
Okay.
Okay. So stars, based off of some religious beliefs, are in the heavens. Angels are in heaven. The stars are just angel dust, and that's why he's invincible.
Okay.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times have you ever heard a story about some dude jacked up on angel dust, like, just taking out people left and right?
Yep. 100%. I agree 100% with that.
I know that's kind of stretching.
It goes above a little boundaries, but I mean, think about it for a second. He's high on cocaine! He's got that angel dust!
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Motherfucker's warped.
Okay. So, that's my view in regards to Mario. Do you have anything to add on that?
No, honestly, when you told me about this, I was like, huh? What are you going
after
on?
After I've elaborated, it doesn't make sense.
Honestly, yes, it does. I was when you told me about it, you didn't really give me any elaboration. You just told me that
I wanted your reaction to be genuine. Mm-hmm.
After I think about it more, and I was trying to find reasons to explain, you know, that he is the good guy. There really is no good explanation. I mean, you could just chalk it up to, again, just bad plot stories.
It could just be one giant misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
It could be Princess Peach is a drama queen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Princess Peach is trying to escape her jealous, psychotic ex-boyfriend. It could be that he is completely another species. It could be that it's all communist propaganda and it's a freaking play.
Yep.
I mean, the whole curtain dropping
thing. How do you explain
Paper
Mario?
Okay, so Paper Mario is actually where the Luigi is like some ancient god trapped inside his body theory comes in. And that one's a little bit out there for me. We'd probably have to do an entire episode of why that theory is batshit
crazy. That we can do. But I mean,
next week, we attack Luigi.
it ties into the whole it's a play, because in Paper Mario, you know, the stuff is, if you knock some stuff down, the bushes are cardboard. They're wood.
If you look at Super Mario Bros. 2, it starts off that
with the curtains opening up.
Super mm-hmm. Mario Bros. 3, you finish a level, curtain comes down. And you can find secret stuff by running behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you literally get behind the clouds on the set and run behind the curtain.
And you, blink, got it.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of things that could possibly be going on there.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to step away from this batshit theory.
That makes sense.
And we're just going to end the episode about the Italian Gaston. And now, time for this week's Fuck You Player of the Week with Ryan Lampe.
I'm the Fuck You Player of the Week?
No, you have a fuck you player.
Oh, okay. So my fuck you player of the week, I forgot your name because you're that little of importance to me. But I was playing, it was Final Fantasy. That's what it was. I was playing Final Fantasy trying to level my summoner, and there was a toxic tank. Now, we've always gone on saying that tanks aren't always that toxic, or not tanks, but people in Final Fantasy aren't always that toxic. But this tank was the biggest D-bag in the world.
Well, yeah, you're bound to have a few here and there.
Not just that, but he was on Cactar as well.
Oh, great.
So he was able to message me outside of the dungeon and basically tell me what a worthless piece of crap I am because I'm playing as a summoner. He literally tried to dog me for, I want to say, 20, 25 minutes. How big of a piece of crap I was because I was leveling my summoner, not a good class.
But you have plenty of classes that are already leveled.
That's what I said. I was like, you realize I have a tank to the secondary, the max level before Heaven's Ward was over, or before Stormblood. I've got a level 70 that's not a summoner. This is just my off class. And he was just being a toxic douchebag. So whoever you are, because you're that little of significance to me, you can go fuck yourself.
I actually don't have one. There was a player in a raid in Final Fantasy that I don't think he deserves Fuck You Player of the Week, but goddamn did he need to learn his job. So he was a black mage, and we decided to run a parser to determine damage in the end. Now, I don't like the idea of parsers because it's kind of elitist, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But we were doing endgame content. We've got to the point where we've got to have that DPS check in the end. And this guy was... We were in there for 2 hours, and We literally had to stop to explain the fight to him all over again. And he was with us from the get-go. Well, we ran the parser at the end, and he was less than a million damage less than me, my bard. You know, Mr. Weak Sauce mm-hmm. DPS class.
Yep. They did amp up the damage that a bard does, but what you were doing, and a black mage in general, should always have a higher damage output than a friggin' bard.
Yeah, or at least close. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't even close. A million damage lower than me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. And it wasn't this DPS that was my problem. Yes, that was the icing on the cake when we were done because we had given up. And that's the only reason I asked for it. But it was having to explain the fight all over again, like 2 hours in.
Yep, that would annoy the hell out of me.
And that's 2 hours of our time wasted because he just all of a sudden forgot what he had to do and it was causing us to wipe.
Yep.
Because the fight is very unforgiving. If you have one screw up, you might be able to survive. But his screw up literally killed both our tanks and a healer at the same time. I've got some gaming news.
What's
and
that?
It's Final Fantasy related, unfortunately, so I apologize for that. It is not Final Fantasy 14 related.
Okay.
Dissidia now has a release date for the PS4.
Oh, nice.
It will launch January 30th, which is much, 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 much sooner than we originally thought we were going originally going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, if you are even a slight fan of the Final Fantasy series, say you actually like fighting games, it's a very interesting take on a fighting game with Final Fantasy-based characters.
There you go.
I think it's 20 characters at launch, ranging from all the games. There's even a Final Fantasy... I want to say there's a Final Fantasy 14 character on there, and I can't remember who it is. I want to say it's Ishtola.
That would be awesome.
I could be wrong, but it is a main character for Final Fantasy 14. They do have Noctis in it from Final Fantasy 15, and I know 15 left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths, but I personally think it was a decent game. I'm not saying it was a great game, but it was great. It was a great action RPG. Not very Final Fantasy-esque heavy. It's very epic storyline like Final Fantasy would be. But beyond that, I would have much rather had it be Ignis, because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And Episode Ignis should be dropping sometime in the next few months. And I really hope it's like Cooking Mama Cook-Off.
Instead, if it's not, then there's no point in playing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's most well known for, haha, I've discovered a new recipe.
Yeah.
And I think it should be something along those lines. I don't even care if I'm going hunting for cooking ingredients. And then I have some weird little, like, you gotta make your chops just right mini game where I'm making a stew or something. That would make the game.
Excellent!
Oh man, I miss Cooking Mama Cook-Off so much.
This is a fun game.
Okay, so I think that's about it for the week. We gave a long episode last week, so I think we should cut this one to something short.
Go a little short.
Okay, got anything else to add?
Not really, but if you're a fan of Minecraft, Twitch and Chaos, they merged together to make a mod-based service now. If you're a fan of Minecraft and actually want to play Minecraft the way it should be, me and Josh have been playing Sky Factory, so if you want to give something different a try, go for that.
Oh, update. Josh is alive. His penis is still on the mend.
Yep.
He will hopefully be joining us again soon.
Yes.
So, we miss you, Josh.
Well, Will misses you.
Don't let him lie to you. He misses you too.
Okay.
Later, guys.
Later.